You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Kicking off our second hour here, free agency set to kick off tomorrow. A lot of rumors out there, of course, around the National Football League, but the NFL trying to put the clamps on that, so we probably won't have a big idea what's going on with the Browns until the week progresses. But one thing we do know is that a fine man is joining us on the hotline right now. Tight end for the Browns, Gary Barnidge. Big Gare, what's up, bro?
How you doing? Appreciate you having me on.
Dude, always good to be with you. We know that you are just getting back from Turkey, where your nonprofit American Football Without Barriers held football camps from February 26th to March 7th. What was that like?
It was amazing. It was, everybody portrays in the media here as a horrible area over there. There's so much conflict going on. There was not one issue. And that's one thing we wanted to show, that there's nothing. We were safe everywhere we went. It's a beautiful area. Everybody should definitely go there at some point. And then interacting with the kids was amazing, and they learned so much. And we actually clued in the media there because they had no idea there was actually so much football actually in Turkey.
Gary, what made you want to start your foundation and then, again, take it abroad to expose the game, the great game of football, to not only obviously the USA but all over the world?
Well, we started my buddy Ahmed Aladala and Bruno Giacomini, who plays for the Jets. They had a conversation about doing a football camp in Egypt, and Bruno told him, call Gary right now. He's 100% will do this because Egypt's my number one vacation place. I wanted to go ever since I was younger. So he called me, and then we were going to do it in Egypt and all that stuff, but then the revolution broke out there, so we had to postpone it. So I said, hey, let's do something different. Let's do it where it's anywhere in the world we can do it, not just one country. Let's go somewhere different every year. So we started putting our heads together. We came up with the name, and then we just went from there. And then China became our first destination, then Brazil last year, and this year was Turkey.
So you go over to Turkey. Talk about these camps, and what's kind of the appetite? Do they know about American football, or what kind of, how's that experience working with the people once you're actually there?
Oh, it was awesome. The thing about football is you don't have to speak the language to teach it, because it's all movements, and they understand that. They can pick up on it by just watching what you do. That's a huge aspect. So language is not a big issue, but a lot of them are trying to learn English as well, so that it helps them learn English while learning the sport. But we, like I said, with the media was, they had no idea. They're like, oh, why would you bring football to Turkey? Well, when we did our research, they have over 40 teams already playing there between women teams as well. Colleges there have women's flag football pro teams are playing. So we had a women's camp as well where like 60 or 70 women came. We had a camp with them. We also had four sessions on one day where we do a normal session where we just break them in the basics, and then we have them in pads for their second session. So we teach them the proper way to hit, so we make sure there's no issues. People don't get injured when they're playing. But they have a huge appetite for it. They had so much fun with it. And a lot of them, they loved it. Like, it's just a great atmosphere over there.
Gary, two-part question is, first of all, is there any talent over there in Turkey? And second of all is, how long do you think it will take for, again, your foundation and football growing over there before we see, you know, some young men from Turkey coming over to play, you know, college football, United States, and potentially in the NFL?
That is a huge thing of what we're part of what we're doing. When we were in China, we evaluate the talent, and then we bring over one or two kids, if we think they have the talent to come over, we bring them over and we put them to a football camp here in the United States. And we actually got a kid a D2 scholarship on the spot when
that's
we
awesome.
Brought him over to camp from China. So that's what we want to do. We want to break that barrier that colleges have. They don't recruit for football internationally. So we're trying to break that. We're everywhere we go, we're looking for kids to try and bring over in the 19 under group, so that way we can see what they can do and have an opportunity to get a scholarship here in the States.
Gary, you are joined in Turkey by teammates Alex Mack, Barkevius Mingo, Johnson Batamosi, and Jordan Cameron. They're also players from the Seahawks, Panthers, Jets as well. What was it like being with your teammates over there, and what's going on with Jordan Cameron? Can you give us any insight? What's his mindset as he enters into free agency?
Oh, it was amazing spending time with the guys. We don't really get that much time off the field to spend together, so when we got to travel together, it just builds everything. And we actually had 10 of the 12 people that came this year all came to the camp last year. So okay. It was a good group seeing everybody again. And as for Jordan, honestly, we don't really talk about that part of football when we're over there, because that's his livelihood. What he's going to do, I have no idea what's going to happen. I know he's going to do his best for him, which is understandable because that's what you have to do.
Gary, changing direction all of a sudden, and I'll let Nathan take over this conversation. WrestleMania is right around the corner. Share with us not only your excitement for WrestleMania, but also, too, the giveaways and the Twitter competitions that you have going on to receive a trip out to San Francisco for this year's WrestleMania.
Yeah, that is something we started last year. Me and D'Angelo Williams, who is formerly of the Carolina Panthers now.
Yep.
But we started something where he saw how I do my scavenger hunts for Christmas-wise, where I do giveaways, and I was like, well, let's try and do something for WrestleMania. So last year we did this, and we gave away just a ticket to join us at WrestleMania. So we do all these big scavenger hunt things, and this year we made it really hard. We had to do 15 different things on Saturday or 15 on Sunday. But this year we covered your airfare, your hotel, and the ticket to join us at WrestleMania. So we had a bunch of stuff, and people loved it. They ate it up, and we always get comments. Some people are like, oh, that's so much stuff to do. We can't do all that. But what people don't understand is we're paying out of our pocket for this. Like, none of this is sponsored. We're paying out of our pocket just to give back. So we're going to make it a little hard to win. But it's awesome. And our two winners, they did a great job. And we actually have had both the videos. They both created YouTube videos for their stuff. So they did a great job. And it's going to be awesome.
I saw a Mom Dow video pop up in one of those.
That is the winner. He is one of the winners.
He should be.
He did Mom Dow. And actually, The Miz actually retweeted them, too.
He certainly did.
Awesome.
Where are you right now? Are you in Cleveland?
Right now, I'm back in Florida
now. You're in Florida. Okay. Last night, there was a show out in Youngstown. So we went out there and saw The Miz last night. And he was getting fired up and said to give you his regards as well. But looking forward to WrestleMania out there in San Francisco. But, you know, what are you most excited about at WrestleMania this year?
Obviously, got to be Sting. Sting
wrestling
in WWE. I grew up a huge Sting fan.
Sting is back?
He's wrestling Triple H at WrestleMania.
Wow.
First time ever.
I love Sting.
Huge. I saw him when he was in WCW.
Yes.
I used to go to events then. So just seeing him in the WWE now and seeing him back, getting to see him wrestle again is going to be amazing. And, of course, if Undertaker does come back and wrestle, which supposedly maybe against Bray Wyatt, I think that would be a huge draw too, because Bray Wyatt is an amazing wrestler right now, and I think it's just going to help both of them. It'll be a great match.
Yes, it certainly will. Lots to look forward to in WrestleMania out in San Francisco, where the 49ers play the Niners themselves, going through some tough times, it seems. Patrick Willis, Justin Smith expected to announce their retirements today. Now, in addition to wrestling, you're also a huge movie fan, Gary. Weekly movie giveaway. Talk about that contest that you do during the season where you take Browns fans or whoever, you know, to movies with yourself and the teammates.
Yeah, again, this is something I started a couple years ago when I was in Carolina. I wanted to do something to give back to the fans. They're always going to our games, supporting us, all that stuff. And I wanted to do something where they just could have fun. They could meet new guys and just enjoy themselves. And I, as myself being a huge movie goer, I decided I wanted to do something on Twitter-wise where I do a movie giveaway every week during the season where I do a Twitter question, trivia question, and the first 10 to give me the correct answer, I treat them to a movie, and then I bring a couple teammates so they can meet a couple of my teammates and just enjoy themselves and just give back to the fans and show them my appreciation for what they do for us.
Gary, you've been enjoying your offseason. What's the one thing that you're most looking forward to coming back to Cleveland as you start offseason workouts, OTAs, and, of course, training camp in year two with Coach Mike Pettine?
Getting back into it, because I know we have the new OC and everything, so just learning the new system, which I don't know how different it's going to be. So learning, getting back in that, and just seeing all the guys again. That's a huge part of it. Your relationship with all the guys is huge. So just getting to see all them again and getting back started and getting this thing going.
Have you gotten an opportunity to talk with John DeFilippo, the new offense coordinator of the Browns?
I have not had a chance to talk to him yet because I've been out of the country. I just got back yesterday, so I've been gone for a little while. So
are you on jet lag? Is your body adjusting? Is it crazy?
Oh, I'm good. I can handle all that. I'm so used to traveling now. It just flies by.
What was the one thing that was the highlight of that trip to Turkey?
Actually, I went to Egypt before that, so I actually got to check off my bucket list, my number one place I wanted to go, which was amazing.
So you went to the pyramids place. And the Sphinx? Is it just like,
I did all that. It was
insane.
Both those were amazing, seeing all the history of it all. And then in Turkey, honestly, we worked with the Special Olympics on Monday. We had a camp with them where we did a couple of drills with them. That was probably the most rewarding, just seeing them enjoy themselves, having a lot of fun, doing what we'd like to do. And they enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. It was great.
That's awesome.
Well, Gary, great stuff. Welcome back to the States. Welcome back to Florida, where it's sunny. Although today it's a balmy. It's in like the 40s here, I think, today. It's pretty outrageously warm.
I saw the edges of some grass showing up beyond.
Did you?
I did.
Finally. It's about time. We'll take it. Well, enjoy, and I'll certainly see you out at WrestleMania, if not before.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to it.
All right. Gary Barnage, Browns tight end, doing great stuff all around the world here. Continues to give back. And certainly a great story. And you can check out his website for this organization. It's called American Football Without Barriers, AFWBcamp.com. You can check out that nonprofit and help Gary continue to give back around the world with his group, again, American Football Without Barriers. When we come back, we're going to keep things in the AFC North, keep a look at free agency. We'll talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers right after this, as we've got guests lined up for you here today. We're going to go at 2:15. We're going to stay on the Steelers, and we're going to talk with Craig Wolfe, former Steelers great, now on the Steelers radio network. He's 2:15, 2:30. Aaron Wilson, Ravens insider, talking about what Baltimore plans to do. And also, he's a guy who knows a lot about the NFL. See if we can get some scoop from him as well, coming up at 2:30. That's the second hour here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I just know that you're gonna be okay anyway.